Today's show is sponsored by Calamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis hosting Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks for being with us here on WGN this afternoon. It's 3:39. I'm Anna DeVlantis in for Lisa today. We continue a spotlight on your money, and the market continues a spotlight on being a roller coaster, I think it's fair to say. It's been an up and down. Volatility continues. Our next guest is with Calamos Investments. He's got some insights that maybe can help you make some money or help steer you in the right direction. Matt Freund is Senior Portfolio Manager, co-CIO at Calamos Investments, based right here in Chicago. Matt, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Boy, your life isn't uninteresting right now, is it? There's just so much going on. It is hard to make sense of it, but that's why you're here. So help us understand, make sense of what it is we're seeing in these headlines that hit us every day.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. So when you think about the markets today, the list of known unknowns is actually very, very long. So we've got COVID, we've got the war, we've got a Fed which is trying to pull back some of the stimulus, we've got midterm elections, we've got supply chains. There's a lot of uncertainties in the market. They're in the headlines, they're in the news. And, you know, we were talking before we got on, I've been managing money since 1999, and we've seen this, and we've always managed to find a way through, but it's never fun while you're going through it.
No, and it's not fun trying to interpret what's happening. Fed rates, they spoke today, a lot of talk about the Fed rates and what they may do for the economy. What do you, how can you help us there?
So the Fed has got two main policy tools. So they have interest rates, they hit Main Street the most, and then they've got their balance sheet, which they never really used, and they just, since 2008, have been buying a lot of securities. That hits Wall Street the most. Now, so here's the good news. The good news is they know about inflation, and they have decided that they have to do something about it. The bad news, think about a car that's going too fast. When the easiest way to slow that car down is to let it slow down gradually, the Fed is sounding like they're going to hit the brakes. And so today they said they were going to let the balance sheet run off a little bit faster, up to $95 billion a month. It's higher than the Wall Street was expecting. And we now have nine additional rate hikes priced into the market. So that's going to take short-term rates up to 2.5% plus or minus. So a lot of movement coming on the Fed side.
No doubt about it. And we're trying to look also at energy prices. I know that's something else you have a close eye on. What can you tell us there?
So the energy markets got knocked out of balance by what's happening with Russia. But really, this is something that we've been leading up to for the last year or so. So 2 years ago, we had energy prices below zero. So that was a shock to the market. We had a lot of companies go bankrupt. We had a lot of companies pull back on production. Prices recovered a little bit, but then we had a change in administrations. And I think energy companies have taken a wait-and-see approach. They want to see how they're going to be treated for what could be very, very long-term projects. So the combination of very low prices, pulling back, new administration with some headlines on how they're going to treat the industry, and then we had a war, so prices have gone up.
Mm-hmm. You know, CEO of Calamos, John Kadunas, was on with us earlier, and he talked about inflation, and he's concerned. He said that, and he said that it's up 8% in February, the highest level in 40 years. It's certainly something that all of us feel. We all feel it when we have to pay that much more for the same things we have always bought and the things that we need to buy. And it just, I think there is a lot of concern about where we go from here.
Well, so there's going to be two levers to help inflation come down. So first, the good news, we think inflation is going to be moderating. So we think net at the end of the year, inflation is going to be lower than it is today. So that's good. Mm-hmm. We don't think it's going to be as low as it was prior to the last 2 years or so, back when the Fed, the problem, just 6 months ago, the Fed was worried that inflation was too low. We don't think it's going back there. So the riddle for the markets, how much of what we're seeing is temporary? How much of it is a response to supply chains, which have been disrupted? And how much of it is permanent? So things like housing and wage gains and the wage price spiral. So we still don't know. We do think the Fed's going to raise rates. That's going to hit demand a little bit. We do think they're going to shrink their balance sheet. That's going to push rates up. And on the fiscal side, even though we still have a very healthy level of spending, it's going to be down $800 billion or so from where it was in the pandemic. So we see fiscal spending being pulled back. We see rates going up. We see the balance sheet shrinking. I think that lines up with inflation softening, but not going back to prior levels.
Well, that certainly feels good. It feels better than the market has felt on some days lately to hear that. Sort of take a longer-term perspective, sure, which is what you're offering us. Matt Freund is our guest. He is the Senior Portfolio Manager at Calamos, co-CIO as well. Matt, when we come back, a lot more to ask you about, and I think one of the things that would be very relevant to our listeners is you deal with fixed income stuff, you deal with bonds. A lot of people who are older and wondering how they can manage in this sort of environment. What do you do? What do you advise? And then I think, you know, other investors too. Well, what should they be doing in times like these? 3:47, it's Anna DeVlantis here with you on WGN this afternoon. Don't forget, Maria Pappas will join us after the 4 o'clock news. She wanted to come on today to respond to what's happening with Water Tower Place. Maybe you heard that news. Water Tower Place, the owners of it, just throwing the keys at the lender saying, you know, we don't really want this property anymore. She was one of the outspoken critics who said that she didn't see a Target belonging there. She thought there were certain stores that should go there. Well, they're not having much luck attracting a lot of stores right now, and so they're moving on to a new owner potentially, but she's got some things to say about what's happening on Michigan Avenue and what's happening specifically there in that location. Everyone's always looking for the bright side of life, something to be happy about, but generally speaking, going to the doctor isn't one of those things, unless, of course, you're going to the Joint Relief Institute. The thought of putting an end to your knee pain is something to really get excited about, and when you arrive, their warm, welcoming staff, they'll be happy too, because they know they can provide you pain relief. Their fast, non-surgical, pain-free procedure will isolate exactly where your tissue has deteriorated and then put a joint lubricant into that precise spot. It's like a plush pillow to cushion your every step. Nice, cheerful people greet you, a procedure that's quick, it's pain-free, and then, for the first time in a long time, you're walking out the door on the bright side of life. Your first visit to evaluate your knee, it's free. They have three locations, too, Orland Park, Oak Brook, and now Northbrook. Go to jointreliefinstitute.com, call 708-888-0000, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
We're back with more financial insights from Calamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis.
We'll also discuss this one thing. I came across my desk, all the things Gen Z said were uncool in 2021. I don't know about you guys, but I fall on the list of a lot of these things. I'm terribly uncool. And some of them I didn't even know were uncool, but that's maybe the definition of uncool. We're going to get into that list coming up. We are talking about your money, as there's a lot going on with our economy right now. We've dedicated a portion of the show today. Calamos Investments has been our partner throughout the afternoon, educating us on what's happening, trying to help us position our lives and know what's coming and understand what's happening out there. Matt Freund is Senior Portfolio Manager at Calamos and co-CIO. He's been telling us about his market insights and what's going on in the economy with inflation and that kind of thing. We left off, Matt, saying, what do you tell older investors right now who are on fixed incomes, who rely on that income, stable income? It hasn't been all that stable out there. There haven't been a lot of places to be. What would you advise?
Well, so the first thing, given all the uncertainties, is that you need to try to predict a little bit less and prepare a little bit more. So when you think about the markets today, when you think about inflation being higher, investors have a choice. You can accept volatility in your market. So think long-term treasury bonds, municipal bonds, or corporate credit. They may be a little bit volatile, and as interest rates go up, prices go down. On the other side, they can say, no, I don't want volatility. They're going to stay in very short-term securities, money market accounts. The Fed's actually going to be helping them a little bit. They're raising rates, so they will earn a little bit more. But again, I think that's where their mind is. They make it very binary. We're much more incremental in our approach. I think the most important thing is that you're well paid for the risks you're taking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being well paid for the risks doesn't necessarily lock you into traditional choices. So at Calamos, we focus on the risks first. We have risk-managed strategies. So we have convertible bonds. We have strategies that are neutral to the market. They try to earn a little bit of return regardless of where the market goes. We have strategies that are long and short, meaning they own stocks, but then they sell stocks short to try to take advantage. So there's a wide range of options, but the key is focusing on your time horizon and focusing on your risks.
Yeah, focusing on your risk, you're right. That's a good way to put it, the way you said it, just about understanding that if you do take that big risk, that you want to be rewarded for it, and maybe you're not up for that. It feels as if the market is totally shifting, and I know we're going to get into this with one of your colleagues coming up, Joe Nader, who manages wealth. And it's just been this whole shift in what is a good stock. You know, we were so into these technology stocks for so long. That's what everyone had to be in. You had to have a piece of that. And maybe going forward, that may not be the place to be. Now it almost feels to me as if we're moving into this Warren Buffett style investing again, where you're looking at good companies with wide moats that are paying dividends and have big earnings.
So I think the answer is it's not one or the other. I think it's both. And I think you should have a barbelled approach. So when you think about growth, when you think about growth stocks, there's really three big buckets. There's what I call fortress growth companies. These are companies with really strong balance sheets, generating tons of cash, household names that are out there. Mm-hmm. Then you've got episodic growth. These are companies that are growing for a while, maybe because of the reopening, maybe because of a new initiative, a new investment, or a new geopolitical event. And then you've got concept growth. So these are companies which aren't proven yet. They're great ideas. They're not making money. And within that framework, we're leaning a little bit more towards the fortress growth names. We think the risk reward is better. But we do think there's some value opportunity. Some of the dividend payers, we had an investment meeting today, and one of the quotes that stood out was that it's too early to give up on cyclicals. There's a lot of momentum. The economy is doing well. The direction is clearly softening, but the economy is doing well. And I'm not sure that it's time to jettison those names yet. So I would suggest barbelling both. But again, keep your eye on risks and time horizon.
Matt, we appreciate your insights. You got to be doing something well over there because of the awards you're getting and the way you're being recognized within the global financial world. And that's just, it's great to get your insights. So thank you for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Matt Freund is with Calamos. He is the co-CEO and he is the senior co-portfolio manager over there.